present now a very recent pluridisciplinary study, several studies related to several different disciplines related to a French sign language. So I will first present very quickly the corpus that has been built with this aim. It begins 2 years ago, and I will present very quickly four different studies which are very at the very beginning stage, but with the aim to, at the end, share or even build together some interesting knowledge and processing related to sign language corpus. So first, the corpus itself, its name is, its name is MoCap 1, or MoCap 1, because this is the first we made. We used a motion capture system with 10 cameras. For you can see the setup here. You have four cameras facing the signer, two on each side and two behind the signer. And there was also a usual camera in order to be able to annotate the corpus. And we have tried various setups also for the markers. We wanted to register both the body movements and also some information related to the different part of the face. And we succeed with 40 markers, 13 on the face and 27 on the torso, head, arm, and hands, but not on the fingers. And we didn't have something for the for the gaze too. So these are the parts that are missing in this corpus. Of course, with motion capture, there is always a lot of post-processing work because we have to label the markers, to remove the noise and to remove the overlaps and fill the gaps that are always present in this kind of data. About the content, we have prepared five different tasks of different styles. So the first one was a quite easy task. We give the signers 25 pictures they had to describe. We asked them also to tell a story, a movie which was the artist, because there is no word in this movie. They had also to build some discourses in a journalistic style related to predefined topics such as the Titanic boat story, this kind of topics. They had also to translate short news that were written in French, so they had to prepare in the translation in sign language in advance. And also they had to explain a process. This was a task which was used in another previous project. It was the aim was to explain to someone how to get a plane into a plane and travel with a plane, with the different steps. There was an error here. The participants, there was eight deaf locutors. This is an old presentation. There was at the end eight deaf participants for the first task and only four for the other task. There was also a deaf operator located behind the camera in order to have as normal interaction as possible for the deaf locutors. And there was also two hearing operators behind the signer. For example, you have a picture at the center where you can see one of the operator who was in charge to register the mockup data. And so I will make a zoom on the first task because for the moment we have worked only with this part of the corpus. So we gave the signer 25 pictures such as the ones you can see here. And we have I've chosen this picture in order to have a lot of objects with geometrical properties such as horizontal or vertical arrangements because of one of the study I will explain later. And we use a software called Anvil, which allow to annotate such as Elan, which is well known for annotation, but also it's possible to display the 3D skeleton coming from the motion capture data. So I will show you a short extract. Where is the mouse? So this is the picture in Paris with the Louvre, and you will see perhaps the pyramids here. I will not translate. This is my mainly description, so there is not a lot of lexical signs, there is a lot of description. Okay, so this is the kind of data we worked on, worked with. Now, the kind of study we have begin to we have begin with this corpus. The first one is related to the study on production with colleagues from a laboratory working on the science of movements. So the first question was to look at if the general laws on human motion are true also for sign languages, such as, for example, the role of gravity. Because gravity has an impact on the velocity profiles if you compare movement, vertical movement, toward the bottom of the top. There is different velocity profiles because in one case gravity is used, in the other case you have to fight with gravity. So we wanted to verify this kind of law for sign languages, and also we have performed some studies on motion profiles for a different kind of gestural units, such as the lexical signs, but also iconic structures and also transition between the gestural units. And we use for that a software that allows to make some computations on the data. And for example, you can see here a computation of mean velocity for four different signers, S1 to S4. In the case of lexical signs in blue, iconic structures that are used to describe the size and the shape of entities in red, and the transitions in green. So we can see that for each signer, the transitions have a lower, higher mean velocity than lexical signs or iconic structures, for example. After production, we have also tried to look at perception of movement, always related to movement, and we want to study the role of movement in understandability in sign language. So we have built an experimentation, an online experimentation with a line survey, and we have built some virtual version of the some of the descriptions. You can see here the virtual signer. It has no finger and no facial expression because we wanted to focus on a body, head, and arm movement. We have also orientation of the hands. And we have, so the configuration was this one. We show to the participant first several descriptions with the virtual signer. They have to try to understand what is described and choose one of the picture on the right, and we just compute the percentage of right response. After that, we add also a version with the real signer. So we had three group of subjects: hearing non-signer people, hearing and signer people, and deaf and signer people. And of course, the results are, of course, what we were expected. That is that hearing non-signer people has lower performance than hearing signers, and that has lower performance than deaf signers, of course. But what is interesting is that there is no 0% of 100% of results. That means that even hearing non-signer person are able sometimes to have good response. But at the other side, deaf signers sometimes are not able to recognize the good description, even if they have better skills in movement interpretation. So, and also another interesting result is that hearing signers have the same performance than deaf signers for the real signer videos, but they have less performance with the virtual signer videos. So we have, this is the very beginning of this kind of study that we will continue this year. But at least this shows that movement is convey information that are that allows to understand a lot of things. The two other studies are related to annotation and processing. So we have conducted a study related to try to find something that helped to categorize the gestural units and choose between lexical signs and iconic structures. But lexical signs, for those of you that don't know a lot sign language, are the signs that are used to design an entity or concept, concrete or abstract, and that can be listed in dictionaries. Depicting signs are used to describe the location of entities, their movement or displacement, their size or shape, or the handling of an entity. So they add information on entities, they show some properties related to the entities and the organization of their relation. And what we know is that there is a lot of facial events that are very important that are used in both cases, and that allow us to, in a qualitative way, choose between the two categories when we annotate. Because at this moment, annotation of sign language is completely manual. But in some cases, it's not easy to decide because there is no such clear frontier, and there is sometimes overlap of the two categories. So we have tried to, we work with on the annotation scheme in order to add a lot more details related to non-manual events, but also the use of signing space, which is very important in sign language to build the structure of the discourse. And the aim is to look at the end at recurrent patterns. But all this work is done manually, and so we have also begin to work on processing to help annotation, a work that has been in early years at IRIT laboratory, for example, by my colleague here, Christophe Collet. So very quickly, we have just tried to look at if, by looking at the face appearance, just by trying to measure the distance between a neutral facial expression and the current facial expression, if it can help to categorize the gestural units. And very quickly, we have used statistical approaches, and at this moment, the best result we have is something near 28% of success in categorization of the gestural units just by looking at the face. So it's a quite promising approach. And I finish just by saying that where we are is kind of interdisciplinary approach, where we try to exchange knowledge, analysis, and methods. But what I want to try to do is to go to a more transdisciplinary work, where each discipline can modify the other with her, and where the limits between the disciplines become quite vague. But this is just the beginning. I want to thank a lot of my colleagues, because this is a collective work. I'm just here to explain the work of everybody. And particularly Mohamed Benchiab, who built the corpus and who is at the heart of this project. Thank you.